Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WJXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported Hands Up Radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Quinn. I'm from Haines Falls. I'm 12 years old.
I'm Antonia. I'm from Hudson, and I'm 13.
I'm Emily. I'm from Hudson. I'm adult, and I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
Yay!
Hooray!
So, we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading.
All that good stuff.
Yay!
This may be my last show.
No! You can call in, although you'll probably be in school.
Well, I'm homeschooled.
So you'll be in homeschool and you can call in.
Yay!
Hooray.
Hooray.
Yes, but yes, Quinn is leaving us for the West Coast again. It's very sad for us.
But.
We'll make it through somehow.
Yeah. And it's Battle of the Books.
Yes, we have Battle of the Books this Saturday.
I was very, very motivated. I read 3 of the books in 1 week.
Woo!
I felt very special.
That's pretty special.
It's
quite an accomplishment.
It is. It's a very large accomplishment.
So how many of the books have you read in total? There's 8 books.
Let's see. Well, I read The Girl is Murder.
One.
The Graveyard Book. Burning Up. Maximum Ride. And The Cabinet of Wonders. So 5. I've got 3 more to go. I'm on like 60 pages into another one.
But you had started Half Brother, right?
Nope.
You hadn't started it? I thought you did.
I loved Half Brother.
Well, that's why I didn't read it, because you had read it, so I figured if I was going to finish some of the books, I should finish to Wednesday. I didn't already know you had read.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. I know. I'm so strategical, aren't I? Yes.
Did you want to talk about one of those books today?
Sure.
Which one would you like to talk about?
I don't know. Well, I'll talk about Maximum Ride. For Ingrid.
In
honor of Ingrid, who's not here. Well, Maximum Ride was very long, but it wasn't actually that long. It was sort of long. It was like 430 pages, but it was very fat. And it was a fat book. So it was the only book that was really like the type of book that I normally read that was for the battle. And Fang is my boyfriend.
Fang is your boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Fang?
I think Maximum Ride, the main character, might already have stolen him.
No, that didn't happen. I know it happened.
What?
But you don't have to tell the other people.
I kind of did a spoiler, didn't I?
Yes, and it doesn't even happen in this book, and I haven't even read another book, but I totally know that that's going to happen. Because one, I totally guessed it, and I asked Ingrid, and then she totally said that I was totally right, because I'm so, you know, awesome and guessing.
Yeah, sorry about not giving you a spoiler alert.
But Ingrid has Iggy, and I can have Fang. So you can have the other person whose name I don't remember. Anyway.
So aside from having crush-worthy characters, what's the book about?
Well, it's about some kids with wings that were born in a lovely lab. And... Yeah.
Was it a lovely lab?
No, they weren't really born there, actually. They just got taken there right when they were, after they were born.
Ah.
And it's not a very lovely lab, but so they finally managed to escape. And there's like 6 of them. There's Angel and Iggy and Fang and Max and
Gassy,
the gas man.
Yeah. Gassy.
Yeah.
It's a rough name.
Nudge. It is a rough name, but he has his name for the exact purpose that you would think it would be a rough name. Yeah. That's how he got it. Isn't that lovely? Yeah.
I like the name Nudge.
Nudge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the word Nudge.
She's the closest to our age. She's 11.
She's 11.
To my age?
Well, my age. maybe not to Antonia's age.
Max is the closest to my age. Max is the oldest. Actually, no. Max isn't. Iggy is.
Iggy is. Yeah.
Iggy, yeah.
And then Nudge is closer. Or maybe I'm closer.
I don't know.
No, I think I'm closer.
So what does this group of winged children, teens, do?
They live in a house on a mountain all by themselves without any adults. But there's also these people called erasers. And they are like pretty much they're werewolves, but they were created in a lab.
It's sad.
Also, it's very sad.
I like werewolves.
Yes.
And these are evil werewolves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
It's rough when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you cannot think of them as werewolves. You can think of them as erasers. And they're very handsome. They look like models, and then they turn into wolves.
Oh, okay. So they are humans during the...
Yeah, yeah. And so they're out to get this group of six who have escaped from the lab. And so basically it's just them, one, trying to find out who their parents are and running away from the erasers and just, yeah, doing stuff, living life,
yeah,
and also trying to get back Angel, who gets captured, but then they get her back pretty early on, so yeah. Sorry for telling you that, but yeah. So I enjoyed it, but mostly just because I read it in between two books that I didn't really enjoy. So it made it sound very lovely. Or seem very lovely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you going to read more in the series?
I don't know. I might, because Fang is my boyfriend.
And you need to know what happens with your boyfriend.
Exactly.
That would to be show like, that you care.
Yeah. Exactly. Obviously. Yeah. So, yeah.
Is he the second book or is he a later book on in the series? Like, as I know there's a book in the series called Fang.
I don't know.
That's true.
And I hope it's from his point of view. I forget how many,
but I think there's a lot of books in the series.
There is, yeah.
That's by James Patterson.
It is.
He's very popular.
He is very popular. I don't know. I'm not so into other James Patterson books.
What other ones can you remember reading?
Witch and Wizard.
Okay. Most of his books are for adults.
But
every once in a while he writes a kid's book. Or team
well,
book.
Yes. Well, I think I mostly enjoyed this one because it wasn't really futuristic, but it seemed sort of futuristic because it was like, yeah, and there's labs and stuff, and the other ones I read were all like fantastical, and I'm very sorry, but I really don't like fantasy books at all. And I'm reading two, and it's like, like that.
Yeah.
Exactly like that. But, so I enjoyed Maximum Ride.
Even though it's fantasy.
But it's not fantasy.
They have wings.
But they are put on scientifically. Gosh. That's not
fantastical. So it's sci-fi?
Exactly.
Okay.
If it was fantasy,
might they be would late have on the science.
Shh. Fine. No. Shh. You don't know what you're talking
late
about.
Late sci-fi.
If it were fantastical, they would have got their wings.
What about the werewolves? Were they made in the lab?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, everything was made
everything
in the lab.
Everything was made in the lab. Okay. Yes. Gosh, Emily.
All right.
Yeah. I didn't like it because of Maximum. She was annoying.
She was strange. It was like, well, I'm older than Fang by like an entire month. So therefore, I must tell everybody what to do and be completely in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she also thought, like, her vocabulary was kind of stunted.
That's very
She used mad a lot.
She did. Yeah, she was. And also the cover was weird because in the book she's all like, well, I have long brown hair that's sort of wavy. And on the cover she has blue hair that's perfectly straight.
And then she gets pink hair halfway through the book.
Exactly. Then she gets pink hair. And pink hair isn't blue hair, so the cover really had nothing to do at all with...
Nope.
At all. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe she gets blue hair later on. But she already has pink hair.
Exactly. I don't know. It was very strange. Also, a lot of things seem to very conveniently happen. Like, gee, we need to get a disguise. Hey, do you want a free makeover? Okay. Well.
I love when that happens.
Yes. Yes. It's lovely. Yes.
Or we need somewhere to hide. Oh, look, it's a cathedral.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. But it was, yeah, it was fine because Fang is hot in my mind.
In your mind.
Oh, dear.
In my brain. But I'm not usually like that with books. Like, you know, Ingrid, she's all like, oh, my gosh. So there's, like, Percy, or no, she doesn't like Percy. Who's the guy she likes? I don't know. Maybe it is Percy. I don't know. And she's all like, oh, and Tobias, and this. So I normally don't like books because of their guys. So that must mean that Fang is, like, really perfect. Because otherwise, I wouldn't even. Yeah. He must be really awesome because normally I don't like books because of their guys. Yeah. Isn't that lovely? It's very lovely.
Meant to be.
It's totally meant to be. I know. Oh. It's very special.
I know Quinn read another Battle of the Books book recently that you wanted to talk about.
Well, I'm not done with it, but yeah.
Oh, you're reading it, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm reading. But you did read it recently.
I'm reading. yes, I did.
Parts of it.
Yeah, bits. Is The Girl in Murder by Catherine Miller Haynes.
The Girl is a Murder.
Yes.
What did I say?
In a Murder.
Oh, The Girl. The Girl is Murder. She's not in Murder. No, I doubt it. But it's set in the 1940s, and it's about a girl who her father is a private eye. It's kind of the war, and so she kind of does some private eyeing.
And it reminds me of high society.
It does.
It does.
Funny. It kind of reminded me as kind of historical, but then at the same time, not in a boring way, or not in a way that I don't usually read historical. It doesn't actually bother me once I start reading it, but I never start reading them, so I just never get around to reading them. But it is good. I like some of the phrases.
Yeah, in the back they have a glossary, and after I was done with that, I sort of started talking, like using their phrases, but then I didn't because I speak Clockwork Orange language more often, and it's better. But I liked their phrases, and their phrases were happy. So sometimes I go like, what's the story, Morning Glory? And people are all like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I like Square, and what's the other one? And. I don't know what the other one is.
I like The Girl is Murder.
Yeah.
It means marvelous, right?
Yeah.
The girl is marvelous.
You're marvelous, Emily.
Yay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
A murder.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Right. Frisking the Whiskers.
What does that mean?
It means musicians warming up.
Frisking the Whiskers?
Frisking the Whiskers.
That's funny.
You know, I'm just frisking the whiskers. I saw my old cello teacher today. She was going into Staples. Maybe she was getting some stuff so she could be frisking
the whiskers.
Yes. Are you enjoying it? Is it good?
Yeah. It's pretty good so far.
Who's your favorite character?
Who's my favorite character? I like Pearl.
But then Pearl. Oh, yeah, I like Pearl.
Pearl's pretty awesome. She's the main character's best friend who's really quiet.
And has big glasses.
And she has big glasses.
And people call her Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Must be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds unpleasant. She works in the newspaper place.
Yeah, she types. Goes typing. And then she's a secretary.
So is she an adult or a teenager?
She's a teenager, okay. But she does secretarying and newspaper at the school. The newspaper club. And the
she was my favorite character, too.
Yay!
What did you like about her?
I liked her personality, and I liked her big glasses.
Yeah. Her personality was pretty awesome,
too. And I, for some reason, imagined her like how she looked. Like that person from that show, Criminal Minds, who works at the computer, and she types stuff, and she's blonde, and I can't remember her name, and she's really awesome, and she's my favorite character on Criminal Minds, so I imagine her looking like Pearl. Yeah.
Cool.
Not Pearl looking like her, her looking like Pearl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I also like Suze. Even though you're not supposed to like Suze.
No, Suze was cool. I liked Suze.
Yeah. Suze, she's friends with the bad guys. Well, they're not bad guys. They're just the annoying people.
I liked Suze, too. She was my favorite of them bad people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even though you didn't really get to meet any other bad people. I liked the guy who died.
the guy who died, yeah.
Yeah.
I could tell you a very big spoiler about it, but
don't
then
do it, would don't do it.
Don't do it.
Be sad, so I won't.
Yeah, don't do it. We have to make them read it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can find out about the guy that died.
So I want to know from both of you, what is the best book of the Battle of the Books books that you've read this summer? What's your favorite? If you could suggest one book to our listeners of those books.
I've read two of them, fourth way through The Girl is Murder, and read the first little bit of the nine sections of
the book.
Yeah, the
I'm blanking on the name.
Yeah, I know. The Brooklyn Nine.
Brooklyn Nine. I was like, the Nine Innings? That's not
Brooklyn
it.
Brooklyn Nine by a guy.
Alan Gratz.
Ah, right, by him. Mm-hmm. And I think the baseball book doesn't sound that bad, but Half Brother.
Half Brother's your favorite by it Kenneth wins. Opel.
Can I suggest three?
What?
Well, okay.
Well, what if you could only suggest one, but then suggest three?
Well, if I could only suggest one. Yeah. I guess Maximum Ride, because Fang is hot. But if I could suggest three, I would suggest Maximum Ride and the Graveyard Book and the Cabinet of Wonders, which the only reason I liked it was because I hate fantasy books and I hate historical books, and it was fantastical history. And it wasn't that bad, so that made me like it. Hmm. And it was lovely. And there was an awesome spider named Estruffle, and he was my favorite character because he was a spider and his name was Estruffle.
That's a good reason.
And now I'm going to name all my children Estruffle.
All of them?
Yes, all of them, all 23.
Wow. Whoa. Are they going to have numbers too, like Estruffle 1, Estruffle 2?
No, just Estruffle. So when I say, Estruffle, could you wash the dishes? They'll all wash the dishes and it'll go so fast.
Your children are so well behaved.
I know.
And responsive.
Yes.
It's nice. It's
lovely. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And yeah, that was great.
Cool.
But at first I really didn't like it. And then I started liking it.
The Cabinet.
When I read the epilogue. And the spider's name was Estruffle. And he could talk, and he was made out of tin.
She's getting very excited.
And he liked to sit in her hair and whisper things in her ear because he was a tin spider who could talk named Estruffle. And he liked to drink oil.
Is he the main character spider? Or the other main, or a different spider?
He's the main character spider.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Liam.
Very cool.
I thought that, so there's a guy in the book named, oh, they had really cool names too. Mm-hmm. There was a guy named Tomik, and I can't remember any of them, any of the rest. Anyway, Tomik was the main character girl named Petra's best friend, and he was cool. So he was my second main favorite character. And I thought that he should have, had a relationship with the main character. Mm-hmm. Because that would have been nice. Because he was cool. And his name was Tomik.
Tomik.
Maybe I can name 21 of my children Estruffle and one of them Tomik.
What about the last one? You said you're having 23 children.
Well, the last one can be named Emily.
Oh, thank you. What an honor.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's a very big honor, Emily. I think the clock just went backwards, though, because it was on the 11 before, and now it's not anymore.
Hmm. Interesting.
Very strange. That's
awesome. I don't know if it did that.
Oh,
but
this book was very... it was about a big clock and some eyes.
The Cabinet of Wonders?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to go steal her father's eyes from the prince with
her. It has the most bizarre description.
It's such a weird plot.
When people talk about it.
It's so weird. I'll tell you about it, okay? It's about a spider who's tin, who likes to drink oil, named Estruffle, who sits in her hair and whispers things, and the main character has to go steal her father's eyes from the prince and works with an old lady with acidic skin who, when she gets angry, her skin oozes acid and she burns through the floor.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
And the acid burns through the floor.
Yeah.
Not her.
No, not her. Yeah. It's very...
Unless she's lovely. Standing on the spot. Mm-hmm. Then she'd fall through.
Yes, that's very true. And her job is... She's a countess, but her job is to make colors. Oh, and she invents a new primary color. And it's called, rhomb or something. So I don't know why we don't have that color now, but she invents it. Yeah.
Because that's part of the fantasy part of the historical story.
Yes. Lovely. Yes. It's a very bizarre story.
Is it like purple green or
they describe it as making you feel happy. But not like happy like certain colors that make you happy, like different. And it's very strange.
That sounds strange.
It's very strange. And she makes it by squishing beetles and then dripping some acid tears into it. Yes.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. There is some coloring in foods that comes from beetles. Mm-hmm. So it's not that far from reality.
Oh, yes. It's very realistic fantasy, Emily.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, that part is. Getting coloring from smushed up beetles.
So what did you bring?
Well, I can do a quick one because we're almost out of time. And because the book that I've been reading most recently is a sequel, so it's a little hard to talk about without giving too much away. Mm-hmm. But it's called Fire with Fire. That's the sequel to Burn for Burn. And it's by Siobhan Vivian and Jenny Han, who both primarily write, or maybe exclusively write, contemporary YA. And this book has a little bit of paranormal in it, although it mostly reads like contemporary fiction, realistic fiction. Mm-hmm. But it's basically a revenge series where there's three girls that team together to get revenge on some people that have done them wrong.
Perhaps pretty.
And of course, those things never work. And so the first book, things don't go exactly as they have planned, and so the second book is sort of following up on that, although it doesn't really dwell too much on the end of the second book. It kind of moves into its own thing. They're kind of moving on, and then something else comes up. And they have a new scheme. And I actually liked it better than the first book. I thought the first book was good. It was entertaining, and it's well written, as opposed to some other revenge books that I've attempted to read in the past.
What's the first one about?
The first one, there's these three girls. Two of them had been, one of them was like former best friends with the popular girl in school, and one of them's like current best friends with her. And then there's a new girl that comes to town that used to live on the island, but then had moved out and is now back. And they all have different reasons for wanting revenge on different people. Mm-hmm. And so they team up to kind of get revenge on them together. Mm-hmm. And then through that, they sort of become friends. And
have these two authors, like, do they always write together? Have they?
They don't. They're friends, and so they decide to write a book together, but they usually write solo. Yeah, but it's so that my one complaint about the first book, because I did enjoy it, but I thought the ending was really sudden. It just sort of like all of a sudden it ended. And I was just kind of like, what? It was like a little too sudden. And so I wasn't even sure if I was going to read the second one. But then I was given a copy of it. And the person was nice enough to give it to me. So I decided I should read it. Mm-hmm. And I actually ended up listening to it instead of reading the physical book. But and I liked they had different readers doing each of the characters, because each chapter is from like a different character's perspective.
That's pretty cool. Ingrid and Gina and I's book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a book like that. So I liked it, and I feel like you learn more about the sort of paranormal stuff that happens in the first one. You learn more about that in the second book, so that was interesting. Mm-hmm. Although there's still stuff to be.
What's the paranormal normal in it in 2 minutes?
I think it would be too spoilery, so I'm not going to say. But somebody has some unique talents.
Talents.
Powers.
Poofies.
But I'm not going to say more than that.
You have a unique talent, dear listener.
What
you
is that?
What it is?
What?
The capability to go online and visit our blog.
That is a unique ability, sort of.
It's very unique. Only people with devices that allow them to access the internet or access to libraries or schools or know about us.
Yeah, people who know
about us. Are capable of doing it. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And what's the website?
We are bound by books at dot... Wait, I got this. We are boundbybooks.wordpress.com.
Yay. And you can email us at
We are boundbybooks@gmail.com.
Because we are bound by books.
Yes. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. I learned the cup song.
That's very exciting.
It's very exciting.
I agree. So we're going to hand it off to the afternoon show. And we'll be back here next Monday at 3:30. Except Quinn won't be here.
No.
But we'll give her a shout out. And if she's listening, she will hear it.
Yay.
Tie-dye.
Radio keeping us together.
And books.
Happy reading.
See you. Happy reading. Bye.
Bye.